In a statement from the White House today, President Obama said that he is deeply concerned by North Korea's decision to sentence two American journalists to 12 years hard labor. Laura Ling and Yuna Lee were arrested in March. Now North Korea has found them guilty of illegally crossing into the communist country and of so-called hostile acts. The White House says the journalists are innocent and says the U.S. is engaged through all possible channels to secure their release.
The sentence further complicates the already strained effort to pressure North Korea to back away from its nuclear intentions. There are reports that North Korea is preparing another test of missiles. And Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the U.S. is considering adding North Korea back to the list of states sponsoring terrorism. For more, we turn to Ambassador Charles Pritchard. He's president of the Korea Economic Institute. He served as ambassador and special envoy for negotiations with North Korea from 2001 through 2003. I asked Ambassador Pritchard what hard labor means.
Well, you know, that's going to be an interesting question because I find it very difficult to believe that they'll put two Americans into the same type of prison system that North Koreans endure. And we've seen by defectors and others that those are really harsh conditions. I would imagine that the North Koreans want the Americans to come out of there with less than horror stories to tell. So even though they've been sentenced to the prison system in North Korea, I would hope they'd have a little bit better treatment.
Now, as we said, they were found guilty of illegally crossing into North Korea and also so-called hostile acts. What was the government talking about there?
Well, for me, that's almost a parallel code word to what the North Koreans have been saying about U.S. attitudes. They call them hostile intentions towards the U.S., and that's always been one of the demands that North Koreans make, that the United States get rid of its hostile intent towards North Korea. That's pretty hard to quantify, but the fact that the North Koreans use that in the sentencing of these two journalists does not bode well. There seems to be a political linkage there, that their actions are in parallel to what they believe U.S. actions are.
And this ruling comes at a moment that the U.S. is involved in some very delicate diplomatic brinksmanship with North Korea over the country's nuclear program and its recent nuclear tests. Is North Korea in some way trying to use these two journalists as bargaining chips? And if so, what is it that North Korea wants?
Well, they are now political prisoners, if you will. They will be used by the North Koreans in some manner. They may wait for us to make the first move, but there is no doubt that they will be used in a political fashion.
And what is it that they will want?
Well, that's going to be even harder because my expectation is that North Koreans will try to link the release to other issues that are totally unrelated to the two journalists or things that they may have been charged in doing. So as the North Koreans look to make a little bit of headway on the relationship with the United States or to hold in abeyance some of the things that we might put in place, sanctions or otherwise, that's going to be extraordinarily difficult for the administration.
Is it possible that North Korea has already sent the message that it intended to send just by sentencing these women?
No, I think it's been clear that the North Koreans are, as they have in the past, said if you want to play hardball, we can play harder. And in this case, the sentencing of the two journalists leaves out there a vulnerability to the U.S. in terms of, you know, just how far can we push? Does it have an even more detrimental effect on the two Americans that are there? That's at least the thinking of the North Koreans.
Based on the criminal justice system in North Korea or their diplomatic history, what is the chance, the possibility that these two women might be released?
Well, I'm not holding out a great deal of optimism at this point, and that's unfortunate. My fear was that they would be tried, convicted, and sentenced, and that's what's happened. The fact that they've been given a 12-year sentence is fairly severe, and it certainly doesn't, it is not correspondent to the charges that were laid against them. So I'm not optimistic at all that this is going to play out in a very favorable situation.
Ambassador Pritchard, thank you very much for your time.
You're quite welcome.
That was Ambassador Charles Pritchard. He's the president of the Korea Economic Institute.